Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Amon and Sister Tupos.
Hey, are you kind of tired tonight,
Wait a
honey?
minute. Did I get that backwards?
You got it wrong.
I'm Brother Tupos. You're Sister Amon.
That's
It's been a
right.
long day.
We've had some very, very long days.
How you saints and seekers all doing? You seekers need to repent and obey Christ.
Right.
How you feeling, Sister Amon?
Very joyous in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We're here once again. The Lord gave us another day. It was a good day, busy day.
Oh, yeah.
We want to bring you our audio edification.
Right.
And we're going to talk about, we got a few interesting things to talk about.
I got something to say.
You do? What do you have to say?
I did a couple audio Bible readings. I did a sister's audio and I did a post too.
Wow.
So you'll be able to.
You were busy, busy, busy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, it was a rainy day here. Woke up to the rain. I love that in van life. I love hearing the rain. And we had a nice, peaceful morning. No stalkers.
Oh,
that's always nice
God
when there's no
that.
Stalkers.
Yeah, I'm so thankful.
Praise God for that. And we worked online this morning, answered some emails, and we ate lunch in a big empty parking lot. Well, it wasn't too empty. Actually, it was busy. We were over in an empty part, but
yeah,
the parking lot over by the Sam's Club and stuff was really, really busy.
For a Sunday?
Yeah,
it's kind of odd.
And so we got a bunch of things done there, and then we headed down the road. But before we talk about that, what's on your mind, Sister Amon, today? What do you want to... What do you want to share? I'm going to catch you right off the guard there.
You're going to catch me right
You're Sister Amon. I'm Brother Tupos.
Oh, got it.
Let's get that straight.
So I was thinking about you and a brother were talking about something about how you have to, you mentioned to him about replacing things that you're shedding out of your life.
Yeah.
Like, if you get rid of pride, you could fill it with humility, and I just listed a few. Get rid of fear and you fill it with zeal instead.
Yep.
You could get rid of, if you got anger, it gets filled with love, or idleness with good works.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we were talking about, like, if something drives you, whether it be pride or hate or lust or anything like that, yeah, you want to get those things out of you if they're sinful, and then God wants to fill us up with good things, then give us a drive for Him.
Right.
Otherwise, we become empty.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, that's what you said. And then I was just going to read this one here. I thought this kind of fit right in there because you're... He was looking at, like, pride.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Proverbs 18:12. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. So you see that you got to get rid of the pride.
Yep.
Or the haughtiness, which is the same thing, and the humility, and then comes the the honor and, destruction. I read it wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
You got to refill it. Yeah, you get rid of the pride and bring in humility.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a good point. And it goes along with our theology about emptying your vessel, cleaning yourself out of all your sin, your worldliness, your selfishness, false doctrine, whatever it is. And then if you don't fill yourself up, you're just an empty vessel.
Right.
And God wants to use you, and so He fills you up so then you can pour yourself out to others.
I love that. I want to be filled up with Him and not with me.
Yeah, amen.
I don't like me.
And not with the things of the world, right?
Right.
Yeah. We did talk about pride. You mentioned it. We met a brother in a park. We had lunch in the park after the rain closed out. And him and I were talking about pride. We read a bunch of Bible verses on pride. And I have articles on pride. You can check it out at the teaching blog. But I wanted to talk about this. So... You know, there's a bad, sinful pride. I think everybody knows about that. Satan fell, Eve went into pride, man goes into pride, overall thing. So there's all kinds of bad pride verses. James 4:6. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud or the prideful, but giveth grace to the humble. So there's that kind of like what you just read, pride versus the humble. So that's a bad kind of pride, but maybe you don't know this. Ready? Did you know, Sister Amon, there's a good kind of pride? You heard us reading it today. Psalm 31:23. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth, there's that King James, the proud doer.
Oh, yeah, that one.
So that's what we were talking about there, is you got to root out all the bad pride that lifts you up, your old man-made religion, maybe all things that are sinful, and then you got to replace it with zeal and a proud activity and a proud doer for the things of God, because, of course, we are all That are born of his spirit. That's what we look forward to. That's who we're about. We're lifting him up. That's a good thing to be proud about, is the Lord and his service. Got to root out all the other kind of bad pride. So
there's
several verses that talk about pride in a good way. Most of them, though, are in a bad way.
Right. And I was thinking, you know, going through all those pride ones, this one came up, and you might think the same thing that I do when I read this in the instance I'm thinking of. Psalm 17:10, they're enclosed in their fat, and with their mouth they speak proudly.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about when we were at the last so-called Christian music festival, sitting on a hill, and a very obese, extremely large obese, proud
He probably weighed 400 pounds.
Yeah,
he was
came
big.
Over and... I don't know, is that the one that said, called you proud?
Yeah, he told me I was prideful because I had a beard and a tunic.
Yeah.
And he's at a place where they're on stage, people are on stage dancing up and down, big music, big lights.
Yeah.
Big...
There was another very large man that did something similar.
And I have pride for obeying God, but they're not full of pride for all of their false ways. So,
right, and I was thinking about their super... They look like they might be gluttonous,
yeah.
But yet they're walking around in their pride,
yeah.
Calling out somebody else.
And they're not very humble. They shoot their mouths off a lot when they shouldn't.
Exactly. I was thinking about that. Yeah.
It's kind of like they're darkened to any kind of discernment or conviction about that. Maybe God's turned them over.
Right. Could be, yeah.
Yeah. And then, this is interesting. So we're sitting in the park, we're working on Bible study, and a man comes over.
Yeah.
Who was it, Sister Amin?
It was a young man that brother had witnessed to a while ago, and he came
brother
over.
Cool.
Yeah, he came over to ask more questions.
This guy's a frisbee golf player, and Brother Cool met him while he was just sitting at a picnic table studying, and I guess the frisbee came by their table or something, and Brother Cool got to witness to him, and he's a Wells Lutheran, and so he came over, and Brother Cool invited him to sit down. He did. Nice young man. And how long did we talk, Sister Amin?
I'm going to say off the top of my head, well over an hour, an hour and a half.
Yep. And how do you think it went?
A lot of truth went out, lots of good teachings within all that. And you could tell right out in the beginning, you couldn't really tell what he was coming there for because he's a very serious man. But about halfway through, you start seeing the bent of what it was.
Yeah.
And at the end, he ended up getting a loving rebuke several times.
We got audios of it. He didn't share any personal information or anything, so we'll probably put those up sometime. I think it was a good example of refuting evangelicalism, Lutheran faith.
Oh, yeah.
We covered a lot of topics
in
detail, in scripture. And then at the end, my patience for him kind of ran out, and I think that's okay. I don't think it was sinful because... He stopped becoming just a seeker, and he started taking shots at God's word, like, does God's word say that? And, that's just in the Bible, but it's man-made. And, you know, and I said, no, I'm not going to let you take shots at God's word. So I had to shut him down, tell him, you need to go study. Stop playing frisbee golf so much. He did a lot of time defending frisbee golf.
He did.
And so I pointed him back to his unregenerated heart, which he has the fruit of not being born again. And told him, you need to give up frisbee golf, study the Word of God more, and go prove what I'm telling you is wrong, and then we'll talk more. Invite your pastor, then we can come and have a three-way talk. I got a lot of questions for him. And that pretty much ended it. He knew that my patience for him had run out because he couldn't give an answer in God's Word, so then he started trying to destroy God's Word.
Yep.
And I said, I'm not going to stand for that in front of my wife and my young brother. I'm not going to let you do it. And he pretty much knew I wasn't going to let him do it. And he said, okay, thanks, and he got up and he left.
Yeah, that was like perfect training grounds for brother.
Yeah, I think it was good, perfect, good example. And he got love. He got tons of truth. I was really busy this day, but I took an hour and 15 minutes to sit and witness to him because God plopped him right in our lap, so that's my job. But I don't go along with people that start mocking God's word and basically making excuses. So he got a lot of truth, and he got an offer to come and talk, so we'll see what happens there.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Right. Yeah. And after that, our day was kind of winding up, and I had a video call with some brothers, and we're working on unity in the faith, and we're talking about some doctrines. We talked a lot about some street preaching issues because they're trying to sharpen themselves for street preaching, so that was really awesome to just go over a bunch of things and see godly men striving to be biblical street preachers out there. There's so few of them, And there's a lot of false religion out there that needs to be refuted. So it's pretty awesome to be part of that, right, with some godly men. Some of the topics that came up are tongues. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about believers having demons. That's a real popular false doctrine.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we're also going to do some teaching and discussion on overcoming the flesh that we all need to work on every day. And so we'll be talking about that. So there'll be some topics coming up soon. What else is on your mind, Sister Amen?
Well, I thought you're kind of tired, so I was going to spring a question on you anyway.
You're going to spring a question on me?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I'm Brother Tupos. Okay, I'm ready for a question.
I'm not Sister
Amen.
You're not that tired, though.
I'm not that tired.
Yeah.
If I don't have an answer, I'm not going to make up any. I won't make up any answers.
No, this is just real simple, so...
There's a question.
We've been super busy.
Yep.
It seems like it's been a long string of that for quite some time now. And then this past weekend, we had a lot going on.
Yep.
We learned a lot. There's a lot of things for us to think about. You and I were talking about it. And I was just wondering, what's one thing off the top of your head that you may have seen, learned, going to ponder more? Something about this, like this past weekend or anything that stands out to you that... You learned.
There's a whole bunch of them. I would say the one, she's catching me off guard. I didn't know the question, the question to this.
Right. And I know there's a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Of things.
I would say the one thing that I was enlightened to, that I already knew as a street preacher, but I was enlightened to it this weekend, was how dark it is out here, and how wicked Satan and his workers can be. Not just the stalker we had, but people in the street that you talk nice to and you tell them you love them, and they walk by and give you the big double finger and they tell you to go F off, that
type
of thing.
We heard that word a lot.
We saw that a lot. So I saw a lot of that kind of hating New Age, even godless, but paganism. It just refreshed me to how lost the world is. And then we saw Christians, too, that were just mocking God. So this weekend was a real eye-opener for, I think, light and dark. I want to do a teaching on light and dark and talk about how we saints have to operate in the light. And we got to be careful that we don't stay in the darkness, because that's where Satan dwells. And a good example is we'll get a lot of these people that will walk by us and give us maybe a little lip mock somewhere in broad daylight, and they just keep walking. They don't dare stand and bring truth in the light and come and try to refute and contend in the light. Oh, no. But then if they catch you in the dark somewhere, and they got more than one person with them or a couple of people with them, they want to lurk in the dark and try to come get you. And so that's where we got to be careful that we don't go into Satan's territory, which is the darkness. We stay in the light of our Father. So that would be what my answer to you.
Yeah.
I was reminded of light and darkness and how it's playing out in the world. And I see it when we preach. I see it when we witness. I see it in these people that are darkened in their hearts. They hate God, and then they hate when you preach God. And then I see a lot of things that go on. We live out in the world here, and we sleep in parking lots. There's a lot of things that go on at night that people will not do in the day.
Oh, I know. I used to do a lot of
them. And so that's what I'm learning is that be careful. And it's not just the physical dark and daylight. It's the darkness of their life. But they clearly, the darkness of the night brings out a lot of worst in people. I've talked to police officers, and they're like, yeah, a lot of the crime happens at night.
Oh,
it's like people are emboldened, they're undercover. So we got to stay in the light, and we got to keep proclaiming the light. And the darker it gets, the brighter Christ's light is. So, yeah, that was a realization to me this weekend was, don't ever let your guard down, because it's dark out there, and it's getting darker.
Right.
Antichrist is rising.
Answer, yeah. It's kind of, it's interesting because you said basically kind of what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder for yourself.
Yeah, it is. It is to always keep walking in the light. And I love John 3:19-21, where Jesus talks about the light has come. He's the light. But men love their darkness. So he's talking about both spiritual darkness and it could be physical darkness.
Right.
They go into that darkness and because the light reproves them. And that's why if you're wondering why people hate us, it's not because of the message. The method of the message, it is because the message we bring. It's not the method. Signs, preaching, an amplifier, you're too loud, you're too bold, you're too this, you're too that. One guy was arguing about where our van was parked. None of that matters. It's all just excuses. It's the message of Christ and the gospel.
Right. Yeah.
That really makes a big difference.
Yeah. basically it means he gets all the glory for it, and we just rejoice to be covered.
Yeah, we're just workers.
Pass it on, but
we're just workers and tools.
I was just going to throw something in there about the darkness, you know, because you were saying how things get worse in, like, in the physical dark.
Yep.
Well, if you're going through troubled times, the darkness itself, the physical darkness, by the evening time, you're tired, you're worn out, you may not be able to sleep, you're up in the middle of the night. That darkness that might be overcoming you in your mind with sadness, grief, tiredness, whatever it might be, is like, it can be so magnified. I love it where it says, the Lord's mercies are new every morning.
Right.
And there is something about the sun shining, the birds singing, even though you could be like grieving in your heart over some big tragedy, the sun coming up in the morning, the new life. Even if you live in a snowy place, I said birds singing, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The sun and the light.
Yeah, that reminds
me. The new day. Go
that
ahead.
Reminds me of waiting on the Lord. So it's like I've had those nights when you couldn't sleep and you're just waiting for the sun to come up. Is it ever going to get daylight?
Oh, I know.
And it reminds you to wait upon the Lord. His mercies are new. And the sun, so far in history, the sun always comes up. One day, there isn't going to be no sun. He's going to do away with it all. And the S-O-N is going to be the sun, the light, the new city.
Oh, I know.
Can't wait for that day.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we just have to hold on, wait upon the Lord through the darkness, and just constantly be shining, walking in the light. First John says he's faithful and just to cleanse us if we walk in the light. We're not going to get cleansed in the darkness.
No,
we got to walk in the light of Christ.
Right, amen. Yeah. I love that.
Anything else, Sister Amin?
Yeah, I was just going to say, the audio, Sister's audio I did?
Yep.
Was about shining your light.
Ooh, nice.
You mentioned that word brilliant.
Yeah.
In the last, one of the edification audios, and I made a note and stuff. So I just did a real simple audio
there
that I think will bring some smiles and some light and some joy.
Awesome.
Edification.
Awesome.
So, yeah, and I do have a...
You got a scripture verse?
I do.
You always have scripture verse.
Uh-huh. Revelation 14, 12 and 13. Are you ready for this?
I am.
This is awesome. Well, it's all awesome, but some of them are a little
more awesome than others.
Stronger than others.
Stronger
or
than others. Yeah. Maybe more meaningful.
All right. Here is the patience of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
Yeah, I like that.
That's like comforting.
That's like our testimony.
It?
Yeah, that overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Our works is part of our testimony.
Yeah.
We actually have stuff to do.
Yeah.
Unlike the Lutheran man telling me, we don't have to do anything.
What was the first thing I said when I heard the gospel from you?
You said, what was the first thing you said?
Well, one of the big question I had was, what do we do?
Yeah, what do we do?
It's like Acts 2, what do we do?
Yeah, remember, and it wasn't long ago,
we
witnessed a young group of people, and a guy said, yeah, it's crazy. He goes, of course, there's something things we have to do.
It doesn't just happen.
It doesn't just happen. There's things you have to do. So that's the covenant. God does his part in the covenant. We have a part in the covenant. Husband has a part in a marriage covenant. A wife does. We have a part in this blood covenant. Christ's doing his part. We must do our part. So it's a glorious thing that we get to do. We're made for good works, Ephesians 2:10.
I love that.
So we should be striving for them. If you're not desiring good works and striving for holiness and loving the truth and hating sin, you really got to test your heart. You may not be born again at all.
Right.
You seekers out there,
you
saints, you know what God has done in you, and he transforms your heart and your mind. You have the mind of Christ, and you actually love and desire the truth. You want the truth. You hate your sin. Yeah, you still might fall into it or choose it sometime. But as I was telling somebody, that young seeker we talked to on the phone the other day, I said, the glorious thing about the Holy Spirit is he ruins you for sin. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, once you have the Holy Spirit, even if you go back to sin, you never enjoy it the way you once did. And he said, that makes sense. He said, your heart's changed, right? I said, yep. And I said, even if your body enjoys it, I said, you don't even like it. You abhor it, and you're convicted by it. So I said, that's what the Holy Spirit does at work in us. And he kind of got that. He understood it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sister Amin, I'm ready for some sleep tonight. How about you?
You know what? I really hope so. It doesn't always come easy for me, but whatever. It doesn't matter, because sisters, I know there's some of you out there that have issues in nighttime and sleeping and things like that. Might seem to be a woman's thing as she gets older and stuff, But you know what it does? It gives you more time and quietness to ponder the things of God.
Yeah, definitely. Nighttime is the best time to be quiet and still yourself and wait upon God and pray and think about Scripture. It's a good thing.
Right.
Because even the world slows down at night.
It does.
Except for evil.
Well, as yeah, we talked no about. Kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thankful for a place to rest. And I wanted to read Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let's be thankful for everything we have, Sister Amma.
You know what? Being thankful helps me overcome so many things. Because yeah. How can we be unthankful for what he's done? That's selfishness.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done everything.
Yeah.
How could we not be thankful?
There's a big key, a big lesson for us all to learn about being thankful. Not hoping for what we don't have or being grumbling in what we are in, but being thankful for just where we are in the Lord and holding on to him. And waiting for our redemption, finally, whether our death or he comes back for us. And just being thankful for we have the gift and the hope of eternal life to come.
Right.
You keep your eyes focused on that. Not much else in this world really matters.
No, So, exactly. Yeah, praise God.
Be thankful, saints, and hold on. We hope to catch up with you tomorrow evening. Tomorrow is going to be a rainy day all day. I kind of look forward to the rainy days when we have busy, a lot of street preaching, get backed up, and a lot of things I want to get done. I kind of look forward to rainy days and just working in my van office here in a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah.
Or a park and trying to get catch up on a lot of things that we need to do. So
it's funny how we say, I want to get this and this done. And then
something always comes up. Phone calls come. Somebody needs something.
Yeah,
but that's
okay. That's all good,
too. We're servants.
Yeah.
We're servants. But, yeah, and there's another thing, rainy day. Some people might go, it's a rainy day. Well, I actually look forward to them. Now, 3 or 5 in a row, yeah, that can weigh on you. I get it. But
especially in the van. In a house, it's no big deal.
Yeah,
you know,
but being thankful, I love the rain. There's something about the rain that's soothing and relaxing, sleeping, and I hear it on the roof, and I know that we're dry, praise God.
Yeah.
And I know that tomorrow the Lord gives us another day to go serve him, so I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
And the Lord has rained down his truth and his mercy and his grace on us,
and we
love to share it with other people.
Yeah, we want to be on that side of him, not the other side of coming. Yeah.
Amen. All right, that's all we got for you. Hope you go out and seek after the kingdom of God. We love you all very much. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Check out all our resources, mostly the gospel at don'tperish.com.
Right.
Check out Sister's latest audios. Hope tomorrow to get some teachings and some verse-by-verses done or close to done, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see. We're just going to do the works that God puts right in
Amen.
Front of us.
Amen.
Hold fast.
Strive for the kingdom. Till next time, the Lord gives us. God be praised.